This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Today, the University of North Carolina Board of Governors voted unanimously to make Kevin Guskowitz the permanent chancellor of UNC Chapel Hill. Guskowitz had been interim chancellor since February when Carol Folt resigned. And another big news this morning, a major foundation pulled $1.5 million grant planned for UNC Chapel Hill because of that controversial deal between the UNC system and North Carolina Sons of Confederate Veterans over Silent Sam. The deal gave permanent ownership of the statue and a $2.5 million trust to that group. Will Michaels has been covering all of this. He's WUNC's Daily News producer. Welcome back, Will.
Hey, Frank.
Let's talk about the news at the Board of Governors meeting today. What happened?
Well, things happened very quickly. The Board of Governors started meeting at about 9 o'clock this morning. They went into closed session fairly quickly, and when they came out of closed session, took a vote on interim UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz becoming the permanent chancellor with a starting salary of $620,000 and his first day being today. They voted unanimously in favor of that motion and then adjourned the meeting. So things happened very quickly, and that's kind of where we are on the front of the new chancellor at UNC.
The process itself, how the whole search process happened relatively quickly, did it not?
It did. The search committee at UNC Chapel Hill started meeting in September. They made the final decision today. That's a pretty quick timeline. Historically, it's taken several months more to go through all of the applicants, interview those applicants, make a recommendation to the UNC system president, who then has to go to a committee within the UNC Board of Governors and then to the full Board of Governors. It's usually a pretty long process. It only took about 3 months this time, and there were a few public forums that were held in September regarding this particular search. But yes, it went very quickly.
How about the UNC Board of Trustees? Were they involved in this?
They were. The search committee made a recommendation to the UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees, which then, and this is part of sort of the headache that you can get into talking about this, because there are so many different things that have to happen before you can confirm a chancellor. But yes, the UNC Board of Trustees was a part of this. The chair of the UNC Board of Trustees praised Chancellor Guskowitz in a statement this morning, saying that he's the man for the job.
That's right. Well, here is the interim president of the UNC system president, Bill Roper, talking about Kevin Guskowitz.
He's an outstanding researcher, innovator, and strategic thinker. He's demonstrated highly effective leadership as interim chancellor. He's built strong relationships with the Board of Trustees, the Board of Governors, faculty, staff, students, and the entire UNC Chapel Hill community. Simply put, I believe he's the right individual to lead Carolina forward into the future.
All right, that is interim UNC System President Bill Roper on former interim UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz, who is now permanent. UNC Board of Governors voted unanimously this morning to make Guskowitz the permanent chancellor of UNC Chapel Hill. Today is his first day on the job as permanent chancellor. Tell us more about Kevin Guskowitz, Will.
Sure. He's been at Carolina since 1995. He is a nationwide leading researcher in concussions, and in particular, sports-related concussions. He's worked with the NFL, the NCAA, on studies regarding helmet design, as well as the effects of concussions on athletes. He got a MacArthur Fellowship, what are usually called genius grants, in 2011 for his research, and then became the head of the College of Arts and Sciences in 2015, then interim chancellor in 2019 in February after Carol Folt resigned. And you might remember that she resigned amid controversy over the Confederate monument known as Silent Sam. On the day that she resigned, she ordered the rest of the monument after the soldier part of the monument had been torn down. She ordered the pedestal to be removed that day.
And that controversy hasn't ended, because the question of where the monument would end up has caused even more turmoil on the campus. Tell us where we are in that whole controversy right now.
Right. There were two board members during today's meeting who spoke up and asked for more information regarding what would happen with the settlement that was made between the UNC Board of Governors and the North Carolina chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. You might remember that the board is giving $2.5 million in a trust fund to the Sons of Confederate Veterans to preserve the monument What came out after that, though, was a leaked memo from the leader of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, outlining sort of his motivation for negotiations. First, that they had been in talks for months, and second, that his motivation for these negotiations was to secure some sort of financial compensation from the university to care for Silent Sam, to put Silent Sam back up somewhere in the state, and to build a division headquarters for the Sons of Confederate Veterans in North Carolina. So that leaked memo really had a lot of people concerned. As soon as that memo came out, requested materials from closed sessions with the Board of Governors and more information about what this settlement might be used for, and simply haven't gotten a response to those requests. Two members of the Board of Governors, as I mentioned, spoke up during today's meeting saying essentially the same thing, that they wanted more information about what would happen. They promised to release some sort of documents in the next, we don't know the timeline. They promised to release more sets of documents that would give us more details about how that settlement can be used.
Of course, what's interesting is people on all sides of this controversy are upset about what happened. People who thought the monument never should have been there and certainly should come down immediately are incensed at the thought that the UNC Chapel Hill would give $2.5 million to the Sons of Confederate. Tom Goolsbee, a member of the UNC Board of Governors, is one of those who spoke up today. He's one who thought the monument never should have come down. He's a supporter of Confederate monuments and said Silent Sam should stay on the campus. And here's what he had to say today.
I understand from our meeting yesterday that there will be a document dump of a lot of information to the public regarding this deal that the university entered into. I understand the monies have already been transferred in the statute, and I have a number of concerns. I will look forward to those documents coming out, and I do hope that the Board of Governors and its legal counsel will make themselves available to answer all the questions that are being raised across the state on this issue.
UNC Board of Governors member Tom Goolsbee on the UNC system negotiations over Confederate monument Sons of Silent Sam. I'm talking with WUNC's Will Michaels. So, Will, how has Guskowitz reacted to the UNC deal with regard to Silent Sam?
Well, very much the same way. He sent a letter to the UNC Board of Governors earlier this week asking for the same things, more information in the context of this leaked memo from the Sons of Confederate Veterans. There was an indication during the meeting today that the settlement that is public record outlines exactly how that money can be used. And I have a copy of the settlement in front of me, and it's simply for allowable expenses related to the Confederate monument and a facility for the Confederate monument. But again, the settlement, I think, still leaves some open questions as to, again, in that same context of what the Sons of Confederate Veterans intends to use the money for. Kevin Guskowitz is sort of, I think, on the same page as Tom Goolsbee and asking for more information.
Will Michaels, WUNC Daily News producer. Thank you, Will.
Thanks, Frank.
As the Board of Governors held their conference call, demonstrators gathered on the UNC campus to protest the deal that led to the transfer of Silent Sam.
No payout, no BOG, no racist UNC. No payout, no BOG, no racist UNC. No payout. No BOG, no
WUNC reporter Liz Schlemmer was on the UNC Chapel Hill campus this morning covering the protest. Welcome, Liz.
Hi, Frank.
Give us a sense of what was going on the campus while the meeting was being held.
Well, and this was actually at the UNC Center for School Leadership. That's where the UNC Board of Governors typically meets. And there were about 60 protesters I counted at one point, maybe more, outside the meeting space this morning. It was rainy. It was cold. It's finals week. So certainly these protesters had taken some measures to be there. And it was a variety of students and also local North Carolina residents who say they also have an interest in the university, and alums who say that they're not happy with this settlement.
It's interesting. You have a clip from one of the protesters, and of course the demonstrators had planned this before we knew there'd be this kind of an announcement today. Maybe you can set up the clip from one of the protesters who had decided to come to this meeting before we knew there'd be the announcement about the interim chancellor.
So I spoke with Lindsay Ayling this morning. She's someone who has been helping to organize these protests. She's the only student who showed up at the Board of Governors meetings yesterday, too. She's a graduate student. And I asked her about the possibility, you know, we've been hearing rumors that the UNC system might appoint Kevin Guskowitz today as chancellor. So I asked her in advance what she would think of that decision.
Interim Chancellor Guskowitz has been kowtowing to the Board of Governors. He released a letter where he was trying to appease the students of this university, but Guskowitz is trying to backpedal in a way that saves his career without doing anything of substance to help students or to retract the payout.
Lindsay Ayling, a UNC graduate student who's been helping organize protests outside the UNC Board of Governors' usual meeting place this morning. I'm talking about those protests now with WUNC's Liz Schlimmer. So Kevin Guskowitz, Liz, is scheduled to speak in Chapel Hill this afternoon at 2. Do we have any idea? I mean, obviously he'll talk about this, but do we have any idea what else he'll say and if he'll address the Silent Sam in the 30 seconds I've given you?
I don't know that from media relations. Obviously, we're expecting an acceptance speech of sorts. It's also an opportunity. Media will be there. It's an opportunity to ask those questions. But this is a by invite only event for UNC officials and some invited reporters like myself. I'll be there. And so we'll have reports on that later today.
Liz Schlimmer, WUNC's education reporter. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
Just ahead, we go live to Madrid for the UN Climate Change Conference. We'll talk about it on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.